This is brought to you by the
I Like Ham Sandwich
production studio.
This isn't a murder. It was suicide.
All right, take away le body.
Boss, look at this.
What is it?
A notebook.
We'll read it. There could be clues inside.
Okay.
July 23rd, 2007. I joked around with Lucas as I did almost every day. We were the best of friends. After school, we grabbed our backpacks and headed down our usual path. Lucas, want to race to my house? Sure, but let's take a shortcut through the forest, Lucas said. We raced down the path with the humid wind in our hair, the dirt and twig crunch under our feet. Without knowing, we raced right past a sign read, Danger, stay out, underground gaslight. We were neck and neck. It was so much fun. Then Lucas charged in front of me. All of a sudden, I cried out. I sprinted toward the cry with all my might. I came into a clearing where Lucas lay on the ground motionless. I whipped out my phone and dialed 911. July 24th, 2007. It had been a day since Lucas was rushed to the hospital. Apparently, the doctor said he was fine but wanted to keep him one more night for observation. I went over to visit him the next day. I asked for Lucas at the front desk, but the nurse said Lucas Smith had been moved to the mental health unit. But why, I wondered. He's gone to paranoia, saying how the shadows are going to get him, the nurse explained to me. And by the way, he's in room 46B. When I got to the room, it was bare. The only thing in the room was a bed and a large glass pane. On all sides of the bed, brown, thick leather stripes held my friend in place. On all sides of the bed, brown, thick leather stripes held my best friend in place, or at least had. There I saw Lucas sitting in the corner having a seizure and saying to himself, the shadows. They're here, all around me. Go away, go away. The nurse is rushing to restrain him, but it's too late. The next thing I know, Lucas had punched a hole in the glass pane, picked up a piece of broken glass, and did something unimaginable. Lucas drove the sharp piece of glass into his eye. I guess he just couldn't take the paranoia anymore. August 2nd, 2007. It's been over a week since I last wrote here. A lot has happened. I now understand what Lucas was experiencing. Everywhere I look, a dark figure is hiding in the corner. Like it has been waiting for me. I feel like it is after me, stalking me, haunting me. I cannot control the fear building up inside me. I feel like I have become the way Lucas was. When my back is turned, the shadows are watching. When I am asleep, they are stalking. Every day I see more shadows. I must find a way how to stop it. August 3rd, 2007. I am now threatened to myself and others. The shadows are speaking to me. The voices are almost friendly, but I can sense a tone of pure evil beneath. They want love. They want me to kiss him. August 5th, 2007. This is a disease. Now it is not just the shadows telling me to kill. I want to kill. This is truly out of hand. I will either find the cure or kill myself trying. August 9th, 2007. I found the cure. As I have discovered, different chemicals can affect the human brain functions along with their eyesight. I must go back to the site that started this living madness. August 11, 2007. I've gone back to the gas. I haven't handled the gas. I lived the gas. I was mistaken, though. It has gotten worse. Something strange has occurred. The shadows have taken on human forms. The one I have spoken to the most is a little girl who looks alive and likes to sing. Kill, she utters to me. No, go away. I hate you. You're evil. Go away.